Hello, and welcome to a SearchSQLServer.com podcast. This is Coraline Voorhees, editorial assistant here at TechTarget, and I'm here today with Jessica Serkin, the associate site editor for Search SQL Server. Jessica is here today to talk a little bit about SQL Server 2016, so welcome to the podcast studio, Jessica.
Good to be here, Coraline.
Okay, let's get started. What are the most noteworthy new features in SQL Server 2016?
SQL Server 2016 has been upgraded most notably in a few areas where SQL Server hadn't previously been offering as much as users had wanted. For instance, Stretch Database can give a boost to SQL Server's hybrid cloud support by allowing an enterprise to stretch its data seamlessly between an on-premises database and the SQL database platform in Microsoft's Azure cloud. DBAs won't need to do anything special to manage what data goes into the cloud and what stays on-premises. SQL Server 2016 is also adding a lot of advanced analytics features that were missing from previous versions of the platform. This includes integrating Polybase with SQL Server and supporting the incorporation of the R programming language via JSON. Polybase is a data querying tool that's currently available only in Microsoft's high-end analytics platform system. Integrating it will allow SQL Server 2016 to connect to Hadoop systems via T-SQL programs. And R integration is helpful to data scientists since it means they want to take data out of SQL Server if they want to run R-based algorithms on it.
Microsoft launched the CTP2 preview of SQL Server 2016 in late May, the first public preview. What do users who have tried CTP2 have to say about their experience?
The response from the users I spoke to about the CTP2 preview was positive. Bazit Farouk, a senior DBA for the Medical Protection Society in the UK, is very excited about new performance and security features that he thinks will make the lives of DBAs easier. For example, he's testing Always Encrypted, a security tool that keeps data encrypted even during transactions and queries for use by his organization. He's looking forward to having a chance to use Always Encrypted and the much faster in-memory OLTP features when SQL Server 2016 is released. I also spoke with Denny Cherry, principal consultant for Denny Cherry and Associates Consulting. His experience experimenting with CTP2 preview has led him to the conclusion that Microsoft is really listening to customer feedback for SQL Server 2016. He thinks Microsoft is making changes based on that feedback, addressing the needs of its users in this version. Cherry also feels that SQL Server 2016's features improve upon those in previous editions of SQL Server, but he didn't see anything earth-shattering in the new features, regardless of what Microsoft has been trying to tell us.
So, when is the right time to start thinking about upgrading to SQL Server 2016?
Some companies are already looking to start putting SQL Server 2016 into production. One thing Cherry told me is that, as a member of the Microsoft Early Access Program, he's been working with CTP2 previews for the past 3 months and already has one client ready to put SQL Server 2016 into production. That doesn't mean Cherry wants everyone to run out and buy SQL Server 2016 the minute it's out. For users like Farouk, who's expecting a new batch of SQL Server systems, it makes sense to wait for SQL Server 2016 to be released and then start the installation or upgrade process with a new version. But if you're out in the middle of an upgrade, there's no reason to stop it and start over with SQL Server 2016. If you aren't planning on an upgrade, don't rush to upgrade unless SQL Server 2016 has a particular feature you need for your business.
Okay, and I think we'll end it there. Thanks for talking with me, Jessica.
You're welcome.
For more SQL Server news, or to learn more about SQL Server 2016, check out searchsqlserver.com. This is Coraline Voorhees, and thanks for listening.